The latest now on the tensions between North and South Korea. Joining us is John Sudworth, BBC correspondent in South Korea. John, good morning.
Good morning.
So we've seen a number of small steps, each of which is ratcheting up the tension here. I guess there's a point at which you get through the small steps and you're only left with the big ones. First of all, what's the latest this morning?
Well, North Korea has announced that it's going to tear up a military pact that was signed in 2004. This was an agreement that was meant to prevent the two navies from clashing over their disputed maritime border. I have to say that agreement wasn't working too well anyway, it has to be said. The last exchange of fire between those two navies took place in November. And of course, then we have the evidence that North Korea sunk a South Korean ship using a torpedo. But nonetheless, tearing up the agreement, I think, is being seen as another gesture, at least, that adds to, as you mentioned, this growing sense of escalation.
And the other gestures that we've already seen is the blaring speakers of propaganda against the North by South Korea along the DMZ, correct?
That's right. They haven't actually turned them on yet, but they are reinstalling them, and they intend to start broadcasting those propaganda messages back into the North at some point within the next couple of weeks. North Korea has said if they do that, it will start firing at those loudspeaker positions. So again, you can see in all of this the potential for another flashpoint.
And of course, there are naval exercises that took place in the off the Korean Peninsula by South Korea. North Korea has reacted to that. In terms of serious sanctions, the South Korea says it's stopping trade with the North. That certainly has the potential to cause some real pain. I guess the real wild card here is China. And we heard this morning that China seems to be taking a neutral stance on this issue of whether the North Koreans actually torpedoed the South Korean ship. What do you have on that?
Well, the government in China has, of course, been given a copy of the investigation report, and it says that it's reading it carefully. I think China's been one of the more cautious members of the international community, along with Russia, actually, in saying that it wants to be very, very sure that there is full evidence that North Korea torpedoed this ship before deciding any action based on that accusation. So those governments are telling us that they are reading and assessing the information. No sense yet that they don't agree with it, but they're certainly being more cautious before embracing it.
Has the South Korean foreign ministry ruled out war, ruled out conflict, set a limit where tensions might actually be reduced?
Well, absolutely. I think one thing we should be very careful to state here is that there is this sense of rising tension. Each step and counterstep obviously adds to that. But the bottom line is South Korea's been very, very careful. It's made it very clear that it doesn't consider military action an option. It's pursuing the diplomatic route through the UN Security Council. Of course, we get reaction from North Korea, but we shouldn't overstate the case. The accusation of the sinking itself is very, very serious. But so far, there's no sign yet that this is going to degenerate into anything wider in terms of a bigger conflict. That seems still to be a very, very long way off.
John Sudworth, BBC correspondent in South Korea, talking about the escalation and the symbolic versus the real in the tensions there on the Korean Peninsula. Kim Jong-sun, the South Korean foreign minister, said today, "Our government's goal is never to fight with North Korea, nor to raise tension." The Chinese Prime Minister Wen Jiabao is meeting the South Korean president tomorrow.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.